Join us as career changers, company leaders, industry experts, and others who have been in your shoes share their stories, insights, and lessons learned to help you find enjoyment through employment in the tech world. I'm Nemo Ashong, and this is the Empjoyment Podcast.
Hey, Empjoyees, Nemo here. I'm making this episode because I wanted to just spend a little bit of time having some real honest communication with you. And this is something that's been going on through my mind for a little bit that I wanted to share with you, Empjoyees, and really just give you an idea as to what you can expect and how we can grow through this. So I've decided that next week we're actually going to take a break from the podcast. And sorry for all of you that are used to listening to this on your way into work or when you're working out and such. Don't worry, the podcast will be back the week afterwards. But I want to try something different. And I think that at its core is the reason why I wanted to just talk to you all. I think there's something in this statement. I want to try something different that's pretty important. So let me break it down a little bit. I think the thing that first comes out here is the want. Like, I have a desire right now. And you know, if there's anything I can say about Empjoyees, it all starts with that desire, right? The Empjoyees out there, they've wanted to make some kind of change in their life and they've gone out and they've done it. But it started with that desire of wanting to do it. Try something different. One of the key things about me, Nemo, and Empjoyment in general, and just the other things that I've done in my life, is that I typically go against the grain. I go against the mold and I stand out by doing something different. So we've at this point have had 35 episodes of just amazing conversations with various people who found enjoyment through employment. And we're going to continue to talk to people just like them. But I want to spend some time really getting to some of the questions that matter most. Questions like, what does enjoyment mean for that individual? And how did that person really make the decision to fully pursue that enjoyment? I also want to make the time to be able to better suit all of you. For some of you, podcasts are the best way to learn, or at least the most convenient way for you to get some information. For others, it might be through watching videos. And for still others, and probably for everyone, some hands-on time where we create the space for you to be able to actually work through the things that you're learning and bring it to life is the best way for you to be able to actually make the changes you want in your life. And it's with that spirit that I decided to take at least a week off. Well, let me rephrase that. To take 1 week from releasing any new episodes on Empjoyment. If I do more than 1 week, I also know myself, it will become 2 weeks and so on and so forth. So I'm going to put a line in the sand on that. But the idea here is that I have an ask of each of you. And the ask here is for you to take this week to implement. Take this week to go back and listen to your favorite Empjoyment podcast. Or if it doesn't even need to be Empjoyment podcast, just your favorite podcast that like you felt really resonated with you. And what I'm going to ask you to do is to find one thing from that podcast. And one thing from that podcast. And then I'm going to ask you to act on it today. I often say, if you had one thing to recommend to Empjoyees that they do in the next week, what would it be? And there are a lot of different things that come up. Oftentimes it goes back to figuring out what you want out of your employment experience, what you want out of life and work. Figure out what joy each and every day would look like for you. With the volume of episodes that we have out here, sometimes it might make it difficult to actually sit back and act on it. Oftentimes when I work with my coaching members, we meet on a biweekly basis. We do various sprints so that they have enough time to set goals, take action, get help for when they run into roadblocks, and then come back and regroup. I want to give you a little bit of that space here and ask that you do something with it meaningfully. It might be as simple as saying, I've been waiting to join the Empjoyment community and now I'm going to do it. Or I've been thinking about getting coaching, or at least having a coaching conversation. And sometimes I think that, you know, the word coaching is like too heavy of a word for what we're looking to do. I mean, it is coaching. I'm not going to shy away from that. But for a lot of us who have never experienced it, it just might seem more than what's appropriate for us, right? So I want to try something different. I also use that language specifically because I love to experiment a little bit more with Empjoyment. Experiment with some of the workshops that we give, some of the ways that I provide coaching, some of the guests that we have on the show, some of the types of lessons learned and ways that we share information, and really do it in a way that helps spur and build our community. I'm currently reading a book right now called Community, The Structure of Belonging by Peter Block. It's a recommendation from someone I coach who's out there building an amazing environment for entrepreneurs to have the personal and professional development that he feels will help them achieve their overall impact in the world. And then shortly afterwards, the person who hired me reached out and sent me a message saying, hey, there's this book out there that is absolutely perfect for you. I have this thing, if I hear something come up more than once, that's usually when I get very excited for it. So, I mean, this book has been around since, I think, 2012. And if I heard about it two times in the same week, there's probably something going on. And so with that, I want to spend a little bit more time trying something different with our community here. And I'm excited because two of the main tenets that I've come across so far are around the ideas that really just resonate with me around possibility thinking. What possibility do we want to create? And what do we want to create together? And how do we utilize our unique gifts and strengths and talents to come together to build something that we really want going forward? And I love that aspect. I love that aspect because it's so forward looking and future oriented versus past oriented. And immediately we can change our context of what's going on to make something different take place. So I'm going to invite you to take a little bit of space this week and implement something. Change your context. Become someone who takes one action toward the future that they really want each and every day. And if you're like, I'm not necessarily sure what to do, I'll say that the baseline thing that I'll toss out is for you to just spend a little bit of time, actually spend a lot of time getting clearer on what you want from your life and work. What does enjoyment mean to you? And I'll give you a question that you might be able to use to frame yourself. Whenever you listen to this, picture that it's 3 years from today and I get a chance to meet you in person. And I ask you, wow, you look like you are radiant. You're beaming and you just look so happy here. Like, I'm so thrilled to see you here. I remember sharing an email correspondence, something that you sent me 3 years ago that outlined what you wanted out of your life and out of your work, what it looked like for you and why it brought you joy. And it was really amazing to me because I remember when I read that email, I felt inspired. I felt this is someone who really understands what enjoyment means to that person. And now I have the clarity, direction, and even more motivation to help them bring it to life. Tell me, after you wrote that email to me, what has happened in your life? Tell me about what the last 3 years have looked like for you. I'm really curious and I'm really excited because I can only imagine that it's even better than what you took the time to share on that day 3 years ago. What I'd like for you to do is to, so now bringing it back to right now, I'd like to offer you that opportunity to write me that email. And I don't care when you listen to this podcast, I'm going to keep this up there even after our break. I'd like you to come by and send me an email. And it can be as long as you want. I promise you, I will read every single word and I will respond to every single person that takes it upon themselves to actively create their future. Even if it's just online one time and sent privately to me over at nemo@empjoyment.com. Because at the end of the day, you're going to hear a lot of stories of how people have found enjoyment and how people are currently living in enjoyment. And I want you to know there are levels of enjoyment that, you know, the people that we've even had on this podcast are going to experience in the future. I'm going to bring them back. We'll see how they're continuing to do great things and continuing to find that joy. But I would love to introduce you to the community. And I'd love for you to have a chance to step into what you want as well. So for any of you that are willing to do this, take the next week, spend 4 hours in a place that really soothes you and spend some time thinking about what your life is like 3 years from now. And when you send me the email, please do me a favor and send it to me in the first person. Send it to me in the present tense. All right. So I know you'll be talking about things that are happening 3 years from now, but I want to read it as though it is already happening. I want you to visualize it as though it is already happening. And it is really interesting for me to say this here. Part of me is like, Nemo, you can't bring this up here on a podcast. You can't have people looking to the future like that. That's not a way to do this. No one does that. Keep it tactical. Keep it concrete. And so since my fear, as Brene Brown would say, my gremlin is saying that I should play small, I'm going to play big and step out of my comfort zone. And I invite you to do the same. Let's not overcomplicate this. We have a lot of fun coming up here. I'm going to be trying something different. I'm going to be trying a lot of different things. And we'll see the things that land and we'll see the things that stick and we'll see what else comes from there. And you're going to find I'm going to spend my time actually focusing a little bit more on the three words that first came to mind when enjoyment was born. See, I was meditating one day and just focused on this thought of spreading happiness. It was, you know, the way it was just passing from one person to the other and going through various means. And three words came to mind: empowerment, enjoyment, employment. And from there, enjoyment. And that's really at the core of it all, what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to empower joy. And I feel that the power of doing the work that brings you joy and being able to maximize your own individual skills and being able to bring your full self to the table each and every day at work is an important realization of that. Before I started working at enjoyment, I was at a place where I felt my role was to help the people do their best work every day and be their best self every day. I think at the heart of it, that's a big part of what enjoyment actually means to me. What does joy through employment mean? It means being able to show up exactly as you are and being celebrated for that, being raised for that, and being in a place where you are filled with energy and those around you are filled with energy and everyone gets the benefit of you being in a place that fits you. I can clearly talk about this for quite some time, but I'm not going to. I'm going to give you an opportunity to spend some time and reflect. And I'm going to look forward to reading any emails and any things that you want to send me about what's coming up. All right. So we'll talk soon. Send an email to nemo@enjoyment.com. And even if you don't do the 3-year thing and you want to just send me any of your thoughts, even if you're like, hey, you know what, Nemo, not feeling this episode, or, oh, wow, this really resonated with me. Go ahead and send it to me. I want to know. You can join the Empjoyment community as well over at empjoyees.com. I'd love to hear from you. You can take a look at some of these scheduled upcoming workshops over at empjoyment.com/workshops. And you can even add me on LinkedIn and see some of the other things that are going on. Empjoyment is just a part of what's happening in my world. And there's so much there that I invite you into. I care about you, Empjoyees, and I'm going to do my best to deliver something that's of incredible value to you. I appreciate you letting me do that. I appreciate you letting me have that opportunity. I appreciate you giving me that opportunity. And I'm excited to see what we all do with it. So with that, why don't we end today's episode here? Here's to doing the things that bring you joy each and every day. Take care, Joyce.